Let's do a quick audio depot, if you don't mind. Because this came to my attention earlier this week. We couldn't get to it until today. Now, let's go back to 2010. Different time, different place in the NFL, where Rex Ryan
was
head coach of the New York Jets. I believe that was the year they were on Hard Knocks, where we got the famous drop of let's go eat a
GD
snack, which is one of my favorite drops to this day. Well, that year in 2010, there was a video that got leaked out to the public, and that's when we learned of Rex Ryan's foot fetish, and this video involved his wife, who was sticking her tootsies out of a window at a park. And I believe we have a sample of this, don't we, Monty? And you can tell this is Rex Ryan talking in this video, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, they're, like, really soft. They're, like, really soft.
You know, some people say that.
Yeah.
I like to take good care of them and dress them up. Shoes, show off.
Wow, they're like really soft. They're like really soft.
All right, so okay, this is 2010, where kink shaming was more of a thing back then.
For sure.
Now it's like, okay, everybody's got their thing, whatever. Right. And I feel like, and Rex Ryan's been on, I think, ESPN doing TV work for a number of years now. He was also recently, I think this past week, on the Pivot podcast, which is hosted by Ryan Clark, also former NFLer Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder's on this. And Rex was sitting down talking about a number of topics, and the foot fetish thing came up. And I guess 13, 14 years later, Rex is like, you know what? I'm going to let that freak flag fly.
Do
because
it.
This day and age, it's okay. And he's just steering right into it.
My wife, I love my wife's feet. Like, I don't know what it is, but if a chick's got jacked up feet, I'm out. I don't care how gorgeous. I'm out. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like, some people are boob guys, leg guys, yeah. You know, whatever. Of course I notice a pretty gorgeous face, whatever, but no yourself. I'm checking the feet out. And I, you know what's funny? When that came out, front page New York, my wife's gonna freaking kill me, right, when that came out. But I'm like, damn, I can't tell you how many of my players came up and said, dude, I like feet too. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, you're a freaking man, you know what I mean? Like, damn right. I'm like, I mean, I don't know what it is, but now I have fun with it, and it's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's who I am. I own that, and if a chick's got great feet, I'm looking.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know what?
For admitting it all these years later. And I think we've talked about him, or I'm sure we might talk about Micah and his. He likes feet also. It feels like it's still one that's kind of stigmatized.
I mean,
or at least it's. I
why?
I don't have it. It maybe just because it's different. And I Google. Like, it seems like a weird body part to be attracted to.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an elbow. Or some people are grossed out by feet. I think it's just a body part.
Nice kneecap fetish or something like that.
So I Googled, why is a foot fetish so popular?
Uh-huh.
And it's actually because of brain mapping.
Okay.
So the area of the brain that controls the genitals and the area that control the feet are very close to each other.
Oh, okay.
So with some people, if they see, smell feet, touch feet, it can override
so there's,
the
there's a biological
part. So yes, there's actually part of the brain where I guess the signals can go crossways. And if people, like, I've never dated a woman with a foot fetish.
Okay.
But if she said that, like, I don't think I would be turned off by it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And with people that have this certain fetish, do they certainly only go after each other? Like,
no.
Like, does
no.
Rex Ryan's wife, is she into feet too?
I mean, I guess you get used to your husband's kink, so maybe.
Yeah.
There's
but the
no
point
way
is,
he's into those bear paws he has.
Yeah, really.
Maybe.
But I never even think about a girl's feet unless it's like at the beach or she's wearing like flip-flops or at the pool or something.
I just never
and honestly, there's so much other stuff that overrides that in my brain.
Yeah, like boobs.
Yeah, and hips. Butts and
I'm
things.
Really into the
butts.
Back of the knee.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? Hold it up. You never know what happens.
Hot back of the knee.
But you're right. Micah, what, two Super Bowls ago on Radio Row in 2023, because, you know, the Cowboys weren't playing in the game, he admitted to this foot fetish. I think he at Ticket Stock, he also, this was discussed at some point, I want to say.
I think so, yes.
And in this podcast, The Pivot, Rex Ryan went on to talk about how he desperately wants to be a head coach again. He spent part of 8 years as a head coach for the Jets and Bills. Now, he went 61-66, and, you know, he was actually linked to the Cowboy opening at some point. Mm-hmm. He said he even gave them a call. But no teams are contacting or reaching out to him to be a head coach. Is this the thing that's keeping some...
There's no way.
Rich old white dude's going, you know what? He's got a level of success in his career, but the foot thing, I just can't get past.
I don't think that's an issue.
But by him embracing it, maybe that will, if that is a sticking point for somebody, maybe this will, you know, help him get over the hump.
And I wonder how many players will hear this now and be like, yeah. Or they hear Micah at the Super Bowl say he's in defeat and be like, yeah, me too.
That doesn't surprise me. Like, a foot fetish is a known thing.
Yeah, it's not... Like, it's weird because it's different. It's not weird because it's creepy.
Right.
You know, he's not into, like, pee or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, that one's kind of weird. Don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't
understand that one. I'm not going to kink shame.